This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Dwight L. Moody was probably the most well-known evangelist of the 19th century. He has a sermon on the prodigal son. "The first thing I remember was the death of my father," he says. "It was a beautiful day in June when my dad suddenly fell dead. The shock made such an impression on me, young as I was, I'll never forget it. I remember nothing about my dad's funeral," he says, "but his death made a lasting impression on me. Then my oldest brother, to whom my mother looked up to comfort her in her loneliness and great affliction, became the prodigal son. He not only left home," some of you know what I'm talking about, "he didn't leave home and say, I'm moving to, you know, Indianapolis, I'm moving to Chicago. He left and didn't say a word where he was going. They had no idea for months if he was even alive or dead, that he just left, he was gone. I don't have to tell you that my mother mourned for her son, how day by day, month by month, she waited for his return. I don't have to tell you that night after night, we watched her weep and pray. Many a time she would ask me to go to the post office to see if a letter had come from him, and every time I would come back, Mom, no letter. Sorry, there's no letter. Many a time I woke up in the middle of the night and heard my mother in the next room praying, Oh God, bring back my son. Oh God, bring back my son. We would sit around the fireside on an evening and ask her to tell about our dad, and she would talk for hours about my dad, and she wouldn't tear up. She wouldn't get emotional. She'd be glad to talk about our father. But if somebody mentioned my brother's name, it all broke loose. She would start sobbing. Our friends gave up on her ever seeing him again. Our neighbors gave up, but our mother had faith that someday she would see him again. And then one day, D.L. Moody says, in the middle of the summer, a stranger was walking toward the house. He had a long beard. And when my mother first saw him, she didn't even recognize him. She didn't startle at all. But as he got closer, she said, I think that's my son. I think that's my son. And finally, he came to the door. And there at the door, this is interesting, some of you have trouble relating to this, but the son stood at the door and said, Mom, I'm not coming in until you tell me you forgive me. I'm not stepping across the threshold of the door until you tell me you forgive me. And then D.L. Moody says this, you think my brother had to stand there a long time? No. Her arms were soon around him. She wept on his shoulder, as did the father of the prodigal son. I'd heard that story in a distant city, and what a thrill of joy shot through me. What joy on earth can equal the joy in heaven when a prodigal comes home? D.L. Moody then says this, your father wants you to come home. Confess your sin, and he will have mercy upon you and forgive you. Acts 3:19 says, repent and turn to God. And not only your sins are wiped away, but times of refreshing come. You can breathe again. You can breathe again. That woman talked about adopting that baby from Russia, but it's a parable. It's a parable of what God wants to do in your life for this reason. The book of Ephesians says, we have received a spirit of adoption. Do you understand that? Do you know what that means? We all are adopted into the family of God. We are all adopted into the family of God. And we've received the spirit of adoption so that Paul says in Ephesians, we cry, Abba, Father, which is the Aramaic word for the most intimate term between a father and child, Abba. Daddy. And that's the kind of relationship God the Father wants to have with you and me through his Son. Don't ever forget it. Don't ever, ever forget that. Let's pray together.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.